Unit 6. Shopping.
Part 2. Listening-centered activities. Listening 1. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the dialogue and fill in the table with the information you get from the tape about the shoes Maria tried on.
Maria Almar is looking round the shops in Athens before she catches the afternoon flight back to Zurich. Maria is looking for a pair of shoes. Excuse me, do you speak English?
Yes, madam. Can I help you?
I'm looking for a pair of blue shoes to wear with a dress.
Blue?
Yes. You've got some in the window at 1,450 drachmas. Could I try them on, please?
What size is it?
38.
Just a moment, please. Yes, here we are.
Are they leather?
Oh, yes.
I like the style.
Do they fit all right?
They feel a bit tight, actually. Have you a larger size?
We haven't got that shoe in a 39, I'm afraid.
Have you anything similar in blue that would fit me?
No, we haven't. I'm sorry.
I'll leave it then. Thank you very much. Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the dialogue again. Work in pairs and role play the whole dialogue between Maria and the shop assistant, assuming that there are shoes of size 39 in the shop.
Listening 2. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the first part of the radio program and answer each of the following questions with no more than 10 words.
1. What's the title of the program? 2. What's the purpose of the program? 3. What's the program's telephone number? 4. What's the name of the host? 5. What's the guest's occupation?
Welcome to At Your Service, the consumer program that gives you advice when something goes wrong with goods or services you've bought. If you have a problem which you'd like us to help you with, here's the number to ring. 01-246-8041. That's 01-246-8041. My name is Jack Mills, and with me to answer your questions today is the head of the Consumer Aid Association, Mary Smith.
Exercise 2.
Directions. Listen to the second part of the program twice and write T for true and F for false in the space provided. Now let's go straight to our first caller, Mr. Black from London. Good morning, Mr. Black.
How can I help you?
Well, I was looking for a second-hand car, and I saw this advertisement in the local newspaper, and it was the car I wanted. It was £1,150, and it was described as perfect. I went to see the car. It looked very good, so I bought it.
Mr. Black, could I interrupt?
Yes, please.
Did you pay the full asking price for the car?
Yes, I paid £1,150 for it. It seemed all right when I bought it. But a few days later, I had some trouble starting it. And when it was started, it didn't run very well. So I took it to the local garage. They had a good look at it, and they said everything was wrong with it. It had been damaged in an accident, and the repairs hadn't been very good. So, it wasn't worth the money I'd paid for it. In fact, they said it was only worth £400. Now, that's a lot less than I'd paid for it. So, I went back to the man, but he didn't really want to know. And I don't know what to do now.
Mr. Black, the most important point here is, was the seller a dealer or was this a private sale?
I don't think he was a dealer.
Well, unfortunately, with private sales, the buyer has very little protection under the law. Did the man say that the car was perfect?
Yes.
When you bought the car, you bought it understanding that it was faultless. That there was nothing wrong with it at all?
Yes, yeah.
I'm sorry to be a little pessimistic, Mr. Black. I think it's probably worthwhile making a claim under the small claims procedure. It may be your best choice.